What's up, everybody? This is Word of a Rebel, and today I want to talk about a part of white privilege that a white person, regardless of how they may feel about the term white privilege, probably will acknowledge that this is a true statement. It's the part about believing that you are good enough. Believing that you are good enough for something. It doesn't mean that self-esteem issues don't exist within the white community. Clearly, as we know, you know, there's different phases of our lives, and regardless of being brown, white, black, any melanated version or whatever, we have self-esteem issues, right? But by and large, when we look at what racism has done, this, the way that the system was created, because maybe you don't want to call it racism, but let me try to help you if anybody feels kind of uncomfortable with the term. There is a race-based system. Like, that's what racism really is. It's a race-based system of organizing things, right? Number one, organizing people. Number two, organizing legislation, organizing the way that laws are enforced. There's a cultural remnant of it. And a lot of the time, they'll, you know, people will say, well, I'm not a racist, but they don't understand what racism is. It is a system that was organized and built around race. It doesn't mean that you have to walk out and be a total asshole to somebody to be operating in a racist fashion. You simply have to be operating in response or under the control of that race-based system. Now, within that, what most white children are raised up inside of, right? Not just their household, but also the community around them, tells them that they are good enough to do anything that they want to do. That they have the potential, right? Everywhere they go, you have potential, you have potential, you have potential. One of the places that research showed the difference in how white and black children were treated was in the school system. So psychologists know this, you know, children, regardless of their skin tone or what identity they connect with, are equally capable of learning, without a doubt, right? It's been proven time and time again. What happens is, at a certain time period, what is that child being programmed for? What we notice in the classroom is that when a child is told that they're not expected to do excellence, regardless of what they're told, what the reason is, any child that is told, well, we don't really think that you are capable, or here's this easier thing, or we know you're having a hard time, so we're going to give you this, or we know that you have a difficult situation, so we're not going to expect anything more from you. That kind of programming, we found, has happened in many, many situations. And it's that kind of language and talk that sets a child back. So in the culture for decades has told, you know, black children to believe that they are less capable, has told brown children to believe that they are less capable. But the white child is surrounded by messages saying, you can do it, you can be great, you can achieve. Now, I get it. We do see definitely a lot of conversation about excellence. And as time has progressed forward, we're seeing more and more conversation about black excellence and melanated excellence. And we're seeing it, right? And this is why the conversations are so important. That right there. We need to have these conversations because we have to be honest about what the programming has done. Now, there are plenty of people who are 20 years old and over who need to face this. Like, we have to face this. We have to face this as being a reality of something that was pushed onto us, which was that we were not capable of more, right? You're told that you don't have to be expected to do more because the system is set against you. So don't seek for more. Accept less, because that's all you're going to get, right? That's that programming. Now, you can admit that oppression exists, but still reach for more, recognizing that you are capable, that you have potential, but it takes extra work. And see, that's the thing about white privilege that we need to teach ourselves, is that for a white person, a white child entering adulthood believes they are capable and they are just, they're good enough. That they're good enough to do the thing that they want to do. They're good enough to be in the room for the conversations. They're good enough to get the funding. They're good enough to get the investment. They're good enough to grow their wealth. They're good enough. They're good enough. They're good enough. As a melanated person, we may hear it from people close to us, friends and family, right? But we also have to take that extra step at self-coaching and at talking to people, being like, look, I'm nervous. I'm scared. Talk to your support system. Like, take that extra step, because that's how we can combat the effect of white privilege on a melanated person's mentality. Because if you're feeling, because I know, you know, we talk about this thing about imposter syndrome. This is what imposter syndrome is. It's when you see an opportunity and you have a vision and you're thinking to yourself, you know, I want to do this thing. I want to make this thing happen. And you start to hear that doubt in your brain, right? You hear that doubt that says, well, you don't have enough education. You don't have enough. You're not good enough. Someone, a mentor of mine, told me a little over a year ago, he said, I think that you're holding yourself back because you are a woman of color. He said, I feel like you're telling yourself the conversation that a lot of women have, that a lot of women of color have. You're telling yourself that you need more education, that you need more information, you need more skills before you can seek this thing that you're going for. And he said, it's bullshit. He said, you're ready for it. You just don't see it. I needed that conversation. That was a very important conversation. Matter of fact, when I first entered that conversation, I resisted what he said. I was looking at him crazy like, no, I ain't got that problem. I just wanted to make sure I put my best foot forward. But he was right. It took me a little while to kind of think about it. I kept replaying that conversation over and over in my head. And I was like, you know what? He's right. I'm saying that I'm not good enough. I could have got the process started and built to it instead of holding myself back. But I learned. And what I want to encourage you to do is to also learn from that kind of conversation. Seek that validation from your support system and train yourself. I mean, shoot, put a note somewhere that says, hey, good enough conversation. Put that note. And every time you see that note, put wherever it is that you decide to put it in your life. Could be in a particular, it could be inside of your phone wallet. It could be in your bathroom. It could be next to your bed. So that when you see it, you need to have that conversation with yourself. The good enough conversation. And when you see that note, you stop and you say, you are good enough for that thing you want to do. You're good enough right now. So that means do the work. That means get in the room to have the conversation. That means call the people that have the access to what you need. That's what that good enough conversation says. That good enough conversation says you're ready. Go for it. So that's my message to you guys today. I want to hear from you guys. Please hit me up at Word of a Rebel on all social media platforms. Let me know what this message meant. Do you agree with me? Do you feel like you need to tell yourself you're good enough? Is this going to be helpful? Is this going to build you up? Who in your life do you need to remind that they are good enough? Because remember, somebody had to remind me, and I get reminded on a regular basis, and I try to give that back. Who's somebody in your life that you need to tell that to? Somebody who doesn't realize that they're good enough. So hit me up. Let me know how this conversation went whenever you hit someone up and say, hey, I want you to know whatever it is you're dreaming, you're good enough. Go for it. Let me know who that person was and how they responded. I would love to hear your stories. And matter of fact, if you share it on social media, put hashtag good enough. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.